Hello.
Okay, Omar, on the line we have the county. They're ready to take the call.
Okay.
This is the Philadelphia Customer Service. Can I start with your social location record number, please?
What you need?
Social security number or your case record number?
1-775-8-4570.
I'm sorry, 1-775-8?
4570.
4577. Okay, it says social security not found. I have 4570. Okay, I have 77, not 70. So hold on. What is your name?
Omar Wilkes.
Date of birth?
4/27/1977.
Your address and phone number?
2604 North Indian, West Indian. 267-542-8114.
I do not have the address you just gave me, nor the number on your case at this time. So can I have all the old information that we have on the case?
2104 West Indiana.
I do not have that address on your case, sir. What was your old address?
Oh, 5926 North Norwood Street.
Okay. And you have a new phone number because what I have here is a 444-7949, and that's not what you gave me.
No, 267-542.
I will get in a bit. No, sir. Mr. Welsh, hang on for me. I do not need it right now because I'm not taking it down. Give me a moment. So the reason for your call is to report the new address and new phone number, or was it something else?
It was to see what was the update with my paperwork. For home 8.
Right now, there's no paperwork due on your case. Your medical is open. So is your food stamp. You don't have renewal due on the food stamp until March of 2027.
The reason why we're calling is because my participant has enrolled into the waiver program, and we just want to know
hang on, ma'am. Hang on. Mr. Welch, you need to say I give you permission to speak to the agent on the line about your case.
Yes.
Thank you. Can I have your name, ma'am?
It's Shira, S-H-I-R-A. Last name initial is W.
All right. When was the waiver application provided?
Well, it's been open for a while. They submitted all their financial information. We just want to know where they're holding and if there's any updated information.
I'm sorry. There's no waiver services application right now. The case is not authorized for waiver, but give me a moment. Let me check the notes. Hold on. Okay, current note regards regarding LIHEAP, a number. Okay, a number for waiver rejected for failure to submit verification of 5 years look back resources from where SSA is deposited into. So have the information provided, the 5 year look back for the bank accounts.
From the Direct Express or from their bank account?
Everything applicable, any account active for the client. Unfortunately, the last note I have was back in December 11th. So that's why I'm asking, has the information provided since then?
Yeah.
The caseworker noted here, 5-year look back from where SSA deposited into, along with explanation of all transactions, $500 or more. All right, let's check the document screen. Hang on 1 second.
I mean, everything was sent in on February 18th.
Okay. February 21, Social Security Benefit Statement. February 21, Income Statement. Let me pull up the details. I don't know what that means. All right, this one is a screenshot, transaction details, amount deposited, January 30, Social Security income. Okay, that's it. One screen for January 30, another screen for December 1. That's all I have.
Well, Social it's a Security Direct Express account with their Social Security award letter. We were never told with the Social Security direct deposit that they need to submit more statements. You're saying that he has to?
Correct, yes.
How many statements?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. How many?
Let me go back to the notes that the caseworker noted here. It says 5 years look back. If the account is not 5 years old, just provide from whenever the account was opened onto the current one. But I'm putting up the notes again to stay with the caseworker noted here. I'm going to read everything to you, okay? Verbatim. This caseworker stated here. Okay, it says 5 years look back where SSA is deposited into, along with explanation of all transaction of $500 or more in a given month. Statements from January and November 2025 statements. And hardship letter, January to November 2025 statements. Hardship letter if unable to obtain statements. Life insurance, if applicable. Letter need to show face value and cash value. Burial reserve, if applicable, document is required. That's all it says.
Right, I'm just writing this down. Omar, you want to comment on any of that?
Don't understand any of that. Explain to me after you get off the phone.
Okay, so again, you needed the deposits of, okay. Now, how is he supposed to get the statements for the look back?
Typically, clients need to contact the bank or even the Direct Express. They have a number in the back of the card where you can request that information because, they, you know, Social Security and us, there's an agreement. And that bank, the Direct Express people know that clients need to get, their statement. So they were accommodated by printing them out and mailing it to him. Or they can email if he has an email address. Then after he gets it, it can be forwarded to us via the email, or he can print everything out and provide it to the CAO.
All right. Explanation of anything over 500 and insurance. Elmar, you have insurance?
No.
Life insurance.
He doesn't have life insurance.
Okay,
no.
Just write a letter. Say, I do not have a life insurance. I don't have any other income other than Social Security and no burial reserve.
I just wrote that letter.
I mean,
okay,
you submitted that letter. Yep. Is that in the images?
Okay.
No.
I'm going back to the document screen. Hold on. Were this provided last year with the application, back in October or November?
No, it was provided recently, I believe. I'll even see if I have it, because I know that it was done. I think on the 18th it was submitted, on February 18th.
Nope. I don't have anything registered on February 18th. The only two documents attached February is February 21, and that's a Social Security letter and the income document screen that I advised you that showed up for January and December. Those are the only two information here in February.
Okay, fine. All right, so what's the next step from here? Should we submit it, and then once we submit it, it gets put in for reconsideration?
Once we submit it, depending on how we submit it, you know, we have to typically give a few days for document to be scanned and attached to case so we can set an imaging screen. So whenever it's submitted, give it a 48 hours. That's always my suggestion. Follow up. Once we see the document at that time, we'll request a reconsideration.
Now, does he have to submit an explanation of anything over 500 if he doesn't have?
Correct.
Anything over 500 or deposits?
If there's nothing there over 500, then there's no explanation needed because he didn't do any transaction over $500.
All right, fine. Thank you so much for your help, then.
You're welcome, Ms. Shira. No problem.
All right. Omar, any questions?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, Omar?
Yes.
All right, I can't hear you. Are you there?
Yes, I'm there.
Okay, so they need a five-year statement. So let me ask you, did you have any bank accounts open from 2020?
No.
What did you have? How are you making money 2020 to 2023?
Same thing. Yes.
Okay, so they need those statements, which I knew that. They need your statements. Okay, they can't process it. You can't be approved unless you have those statements from the Direct Express. So who do we have to call to get this done? How should we get this done?
I don't know.
All right, if you were to have a problem with your Social Security now, who would you call?
I don't know, Social Security.
All right, do you have the number in the back of the card?
No, I don't own a car. I don't have the car. My cousin has the car.
Okay, so I'm going to call Randy, okay?
All right.
All right. Take care.